Recorded Books presents The Retribution by Val McDermid, narrated by Gerard Doyle.
Nemesis is lame, but she is of colossal stature like the gods, and sometimes, while her sword is not yet unsheathed, she stretches out her huge left arm and grasps her victim. The mighty hand is invisible, but the victim totters under the dire clutch. George Eliot, Scenes of Clerical Life. Chapter 1. Escapology was like magic. The secret lay in misdirection. Some escapades were accomplished by creating an illusion through careful planning. Others were genuine feats of strength, daring, and flexibility, both mental and physical, and some were mixtures of both. But whatever the methods, the element of misdirection always played a crucial role. And when it came to misdirection, he called no man his master. Best of all was the misdirection that the onlooker didn't even know was happening. To accomplish that, you had to make your diversion blend into the spectrum of normal. Some settings made that harder than others. Take an office where everything ran like clockwork. You'd struggle to camouflage a distraction there because anything out of the ordinary would stand out and stick in people's minds. But in prison there were so many unpredictable variables. Volatile individuals, complex power structures, trivial disputes that could go nuclear in a matter of moments, and pent-up frustrations never far from bursting like a ripe zit.